What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Dimlet Team podcast. We're here with Those Lost. How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, my boy.
Awesome. Fantastic. Awesome. You want to give us a quick introduction to each other real quick?
Yeah, I'm Ty. I'm one of the vocalists from Those Lost.
Our resident TikToker, because he's killing it.
That's it.
His cute little face.
Ladies,
he does have a good TikTok face for sure.
Right? Well,
thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it.
The algorithm really popped off for your cheeks, big guy.
Yeah, yeah. For whatever reason.
And I am Jeremiah. I'm the other vocalist, and I kind of help our guitar player with some of the computer shit. But
the age-old programmer.
Oh. All right.
Perdona me about that French.
Hey. So y'all are from Arkansas, correct?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. All right.
I have a question. Is it pronounced Arkansas or is it Arkansas?
You trying to open that can of worms already, yeah, big guy?
So honestly, it kind of depends on what part of Arkansas you go. Like, some people pronounce it Arkansas, but most people it's just Arkansas. So. Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a joke. I didn't know it was actually.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing. But the correct way to say it is Arkansas. Wow.
Man, I'm from here, and I don't even like this whole shtick. It's ludic. It's just madness to me.
So, like, is it like a head turning moment, and you hear somebody just full, like, straight face, just like, "Hi, welcome to Arkansas."
Not really. I mean, the accents here, some of them are crazy. Like, if you've ever seen King of the Hill and you've heard Boomhauer, that's probably how most of the people talk here.
So. The whole city of Boomhauer's running around. That's not
the whole state.
Boomhauer state. All right.
That's awesome.
It can totally be like full knee jerk. You might catch one and you say it Arkansas, and they'll be like, "Boy, you about to catch that Arkansas?"
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think y'all might be the first band we interviewed from Arkansas. So we'll keep this in mind for the next one that comes along.
Cool.
We're not as wild as the big belt buckle folks in Texas, but
yeah. I mean, blame me for plugging another local Arkansas band, but another really sick Arkansas band is the Delirium Effect. We're friends with all those guys, so if you guys get those guys on, they're awesome. They're a hoot. They're fun.
Don't skip the Weeping Gate. One of the guitarists from the Delirium Effect is with them too. Also another sick group.
Hell yeah. I always love to see
I
that.
I think I don't know. I feel like Weeping Gate might have hit us up actually at one point.
Man, shameless plug. They are some absolute lads.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I can dig it. So I guess y'all got a pretty nice scene going on. Y'all got at least three bands, so that's pretty solid.
That's all Arkansas can handle.
All three Arkansas bands. All right.
I mean, there's definitely some other ones, just those two for sure, like super close with those guys, and they're super sick. They're super sick guys. Is Smoke Signals from here, or are they from Tennessee? Jeremy, do you know? I want to say Smoke Signals is from here, I think.
I don't know, like, the current formation of Smoke Signals. I do know, like, way back in the day when I did the OTS stuff with them, that they were a bunch of local Arkansas guys, but
okay, cool. Yeah, so the scene used to be huge down here. Like, there was tons of bands down here. It died down, but the Delirium Effect, they've went through some name changes, but they're some of those staples. Like,
they kind of carried the torch.
they've definitely been down here holding it down for sure.
It always seems like there is, like, at least some, like, metalcore stuff happening in Arkansas, like, for quite a while. So, I mean,
oh, for sure.
Yeah, it seems like y'all have a solid scene for sure. Maybe just a little bit of an underrated one, but
right. Hey, 10 years ago, we did try to carry that whole, like, metalcore, Attack, Scene Kid core stuff. And
Scene Kid core, yeah.
Yeah.
They hated us then, too. Don't worry.
I was always bigger into the MySpace deathcore stuff. That's what I always wanted.
There you go. There's that niche.
That's it.
Oh yeah, man. You can never go wrong with a little Aleesia or some Arsonist. Get all the girls, you know.
Exactly.
I'm proud of myself. I actually knew at least the last one he said. So
That's good, man. That's good. So we're just a three piece. As of right now, we're just a three piece. So, out of all three of us, I'm probably the one that likes the most obscure, probably the heaviest stuff, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If it sounds like a cat dragged through a sewer, he's a fan.
That's it, dude. That's my stuff, man.
Weren't you, I was like going through your all's Facebook, weren't you one of the later ones to join too, Ty?
I was the last.
So
we was all in a band together whenever we were in high school. And then I moved to Missouri and I just recently moved back to Arkansas. And like probably the second week of me being back, we got together and started working on that first single that we just put out. So,
yeah, me and Brett were kind of just like, our boy's home. We got to do something.
But so what, y'all just put that single out. So when did y'all start working on that? Or, I mean, y'all put that in July, right?
Say, don't get me lying on camera now. Come on.
I guess I
can fact check y'all if y'all want. Let
me say, here goes these allegations already, man.
Yeah, here it is. They don't even know whenever they drop their first single.
Yeah, we're super organized here at the Those Lost Camp.
Hey, I mean,
looks like September 10th is whenever we actually released. Or no, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. September 10th is whenever we actually dropped it. July 16th, we did a teaser for it though.
Oh, okay. All right. When do y'all start working on that song? Like, let's get the timeline going.
Trying to think.
You guys was working on it before me, right?
Yeah. So, Brett was actually the one to reach out. I'd kind of been like out of the game for a while, and Brett just kind of came to me, was like, you know, hey man, I really don't want to like just let go of music. You into trying to do some shit? It was like, I mean, yeah, sure. I could totally use somebody who doesn't, you know, suck as a human again. And he'd been working on the track by himself for a little bit. And originally Proposition is just like a feature. And then Ty came along while me and him were working on that. And it just kind of, as soon as he was home, like everything kind of slapped together. We got the teaser probably within a week of talking to you about it.
Yeah.
And then we went through a little bit of debating and discussing from there and decided it was going to be a three piece and be an actual thing instead of just collabing with the boys.
So. Yeah. Like this started as just like a whole one-off. We was just going to do the one song. Me and Jeremy was featured on it, which actually, if you see like the first teaser that we posted about it, that's what it said. It was like, two of my friends featured on this song, yada, yada. And then, we popped off so well together and everything came together so quickly that we was like, let's just make this a thing. So we did.
Yeah, man.
we're in the works for our first EP right now. And we got another single close to being done that we're going to release. I think we're going to try to do them like every song off the EP release with its own album art. Not really album art. I guess it'd be track art. With its own track art, kind of release them all separate and then just collectively put them on an EP. So.
All right. That's cool. I like that.
That's cool, dude. So, like, you guys are vocalists, so if we don't mind taking it way back, how do you guys like, how did y'all each like discover this ability that you guys could project from your vocal cords? Like, how did that come about?
So me and him were definitely like emo kids from the beginning, and me and him actually did a ton of like writing and fanboy vibes way back in the day after we had learned. But
yeah, for it, me, it, Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't you be cute at me on camera. How dare you? Dirty slut. How dare you? Okay. okay. So, yeah, for me, it was like, I don't know. My dad was always super loud. So like we were just kind of a loud family. And out at school, we would have like the lunch hour and it was just kind of free roam. So I don't know, like I remember some shit going down and I got really loud at somebody and it was just, whoa. And then a buddy of mine was like, dude, you could probably do this stuff. I mean, my brother had been like into like Disturbed, Limp Bizkit, stuff like that. So I was just that like 12-year-old looking up to my brother, like, damn, you're hardcore. And then buddy said, hey, you could probably do this shit and showed me A Day to Remember. And I was like, well, I'm set for life. I know what I want.
So for me, it was more so just, we used to ride, like we have drove probably all over Arkansas, just rode, like just hanging out, riding in Jeremy's shitty little Daewoo that he had. And
leave Lamar alone. he was an absolute unit.
Yeah, and so it was just us riding along, you know, just kind of singing along to stuff. And then I was like, oh man, like I want to learn this. And probably the first band that really got me into like, I'm going to learn how to do this was Drop Dead Gorgeous. I don't know if you guys remember them or not.
Good choice.
A really, really underrated band, Drop Dead Gorgeous, I think. And
I
heard him on, screaming.
Right? Yeah, we had him on.
Like, oh, that's sick.
About a year ago, right?
Dude. He was the keyboardist for that band. He was on here. And he still owes us another one. He's going to come back with a little friend of his.
That's nice. Awesome. That's amazing. But yeah, so just kind of, they was probably the first. And then, so Jeremy does fry vocals and then I do false chords. So we have two completely different styles. So whenever we try to teach each other stuff or talk about it, like it just does not connect between the two of us. But,
you and you false chord airbending mother.
Yeah, so then I found Job for a Cowboy and Suicide Silence. And I was like, oh, this is what I want to do for sure. So then I just started practicing from there and trying to learn that and then got that down. And here we are. I just kind of kept at it. The band that we were in high school, I actually played bass. I'm
sorry that happened to you,
but I played bass. A funny story about that. So I played the very first show that we ever had. I had only been playing bass for like 2 weeks. And we got up there and played. It was terrifying. Terrifying.
Phenomenal performance, my guy.
I mean, people just kind of throw anyone in at bass in high school, it seems like.
Yeah,
man. Just punch this 2x4 with some strings on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
They have no appreciation for the instrument. You gotta practice.
They
you
don't.
Gotta like
they
give
don't.
Them.
The meme in our band was literally, why don't you just stand behind your amp?
Yeah.
That's
be
rough.
A good bassist.
We gotta treat bassists better. We gotta improve the
right,
bass lives matter.
Bassist, yeah, bass lives matter.
That's it.
Hell yeah! So from there, like, with the you guys got the one song out now. Where do you guys plan on going next? Because you said you have all these other songs from the EP, but are you guys like in a like go to the studio vibe, or are you guys gonna have to just mix and master them? What's the plan?
So I knew this one was coming because there's been very little like press about any further EPing and things. So I was like, I know he's gonna call us out on that. I've hinted at it a little bit with like the posts that I've made. But essentially we've got the songs for an EP in the playbook, but we're in the process of finishing tracking for the next one we're going to release. That I'll go ahead and tease that a little bit. Shameless plug number two. That'll be single two coming is Empty King. So like when we started talking EP, we kind of decided everyone out of the group was going to have like their one song. So I'm extra excited because Empty King is mine. I'm going to see if I can convince Brett on letting me throw down the cleans for it as well, because he normally does the guitar and the cleans. But I don't know. I'm getting some real hard, like Moss to Flames inspiration on it. And I all really right. want to try those kind of like gritty belts. So I don't know. May go Sing Scream if I have to, if I just sound like an absolute ass crack, but we'll find out.
So
I'm looking forward to it, man. I love some Chris Roeder.
Dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Best Amoroso.
Yes. My God.
The song that is the least finished is probably the song that I took, which was I'll go ahead and drop the name of it. It's God Eater. So that's going to be one of our heaviest, which has kind of been a challenge for everybody else to write, except for myself, because I'm trying to bring so much deathcore influence into it. And
Brett just kind of looks at him like,
figure it out. Yeah. But, once we've got a pretty good chunk of it written, a decent amount of it recorded. Empty King, though, we're pretty close to having it done and out and released. So
that's cool. It's like
go ahead.
Are you going? You know, you go ahead.
We're probably gonna go like under wraps on the rest of them from there. That'll probably be the three that we actually put out, and then just finish the others before we go full release. Don't want to just drop the whole thing and be like, oh, surprise. That's all you get.
But I like that. That's cool. You have three singles that each of y'all have made, each of y'all wrote. So it's like everyone, you get a little flavor of every part of the band. So.
Oh, yeah. So and all three of these singles, like they sound completely different. Like none of them sound like, I mean, there's influences from everybody. So, you know, it sounds like the same band, but it's definitely genre bending. Like not everything is exactly metalcore the way that it's cookie cutter made to be, you know?
Well, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people can appreciate that. We're in the era of genre bending.
Right.
We're in the era of getting weird with it. So,
oh yeah. So get weird with it.
Yes, sir. trying to think. To be fair, there's one that's probably less written than God Eater, but it's definitely like no one's normal style in the group. So
yeah, true.
All right,
true.
We all gotta kind of
that one's gonna push everybody's boundaries, I think. So
heck yeah. So like with these tracks, like what are, like, I know you've like name dropped a couple bands, but like for each of you working on these tracks, what are like some like bands that like influence the sound like directly? Like what are you listening to while you work on these songs, like trying to give you ideas or maybe workshop, like maybe that's what I want to do, or maybe stuff that you're trying to avoid not doing?
So for me, it's definitely the Pure Like Porcelain EP from like Moss to Flames. Been really big into Bad Omen's new album, The Death of Peace of Mind. That Noah is an absolute saint with those new clean vocals. Like, he's been working on his style a lot, and it is definitely showing, and I'm here for it. Trying to think. I don't know. I kind of go all over the place, and I'm also a big idiot for like all the music reactions. So I tend to just get a little bit of like what's trending, what's current. And then I have like my personal tastes that I stick to. Definitely like Moss to Flames. I'd have to probably say like self-titled Attack Attack. That's like one of my go-to albums, no matter what.
Wow.
No
classic. Matter when.
So for me, Of Sulfur is a big one. Ricky Hoover's new band, they're sick. They're bringing some of the clean vocals into deathcore as well, so like trying to do a little bit of that with God Eater. So definitely Of Sulfur. some Infinite Annihilator. I've been listening to a lot of that while trying to get some inspiration for this, because
knew it was coming.
I definitely want to have some crazy vocal patterns and just sounds come out of God Eater. I mean, you can't even talk about crazy vocals and sounds without talking about Lorna Shore at this point. So definitely Lorna Shore. I mean, Infinite Annihilator, Lorna Shore of Sulfur, and then no matter what I do, Mitch Lucker from Suicide Silence will always be an inspiration in some point. That guy influences me every time I try to do any kind of vocal. Just if I can get as much power as he has, I'm happy with it.
He will invite you to the house to watch the memorial performance no matter what.
All day, every day.
Any day of the week is a good day for him to watch that.
And Whitechapel too. I would definitely say that they're a pretty big influence into it too. So
the new album definitely went harder for me, but
yeah, I like the new Whitechapel, but I'm definitely
Saw is the Law, duh.
Yeah, but no. Give me older than that.
I don't want older than that. So you've lost me.
I want MySpace era.
Oh,
Whitechapel.
Okay. Yeah. To be fair, I'm not sure. Like, I know a lot of the I think a lot of the members were like from other groups to begin with, and I believe they went to be some pretty big groups after. But MySpace era for me, the one band that always comes to mind, All Shall Perish.
Eddie went to Suicide Silence actually, and I couldn't.
Oh
tell you
shit! That's where Eddie came from, dude. Yep. Well, that makes sense of why I didn't mind Suicide when the whole change happened. That makes a lot of sense now. Holy shit.
We're learning. Boy, no.
So,
you gonna... No, you're good. You're good. Sorry.
So, like, I guess, like, kind of what I'm getting is, like, y'all... Like from y'all's Facebook was like y'all were kind of a band before, like y'all came back together, like
like
in 2016 or so, right? And then y'all, so this is kind of like a revival of like, and you had a different name and stuff. So
this goes like even probably further back than that. Like we've been back and forth with this like collective music group for probably 10-15 years now. And essentially we've just kind of weeded out the week, I guess. but came back to the boys worth keeping. Softer way to say that, but me and Brett and Ty were all founding members with a group that kind of evolved rapidly. What was the first name? Was She Is Murder the first iteration?
Yeah. The first name was She Is Murder. All one word, no spaces, because MySpace was a thing then, so that's what you did.
And no capitals. When was this?
I was 15. I'm 29 now, so...
Yeah, 14, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Right on.
I knew I had a time frame.
That's perfect timing, honestly, right?
Yeah. We were both wearing two belts at a time. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Had to.
And then from there, we went to There's Always Revenge.
That's when I came along.
Yeah. So we had another vocalist before Jeremy came along. Again, I was doing bass. And then we changed the name, got Jeremy on vocals.
I was originally the high school paper poet nerd. So
yeah.
They read my poetry and the paper was like, this is sick. We want you.
I mean, that's how you got to do it. He's got bars. You got to add him, right?
Right. That's it.
And creepy, weird, goth sounding kid in the paper. Let's get him.
So then after There's Always Revenge, I left. And then you guys continued with Occupy the Sky.
Yeah. We kind of went through our like experimental phase after There's Always Revenge of like trying to find ourselves and all that. So like we struggled with the name for a while and just kept writing music. And then it was like the massive explosive oversaturation of like the EDM metalcore, and like Icy Stars was gaining ground. They said a storm was coming from Jamie's Elsewhere, just dropped. That's one of my go-tos.
That's a great album. That's probably
yes, one of my- absolutely. Aaron Pauly, what a saint. Fever yeah, Dream wrote the album, nailed it.
Super solid album, really like a good encapsulation of what that sound should have sounded like from that era. Very well done.
Way too talented a group of guys to have died the way they did.
Yeah, see, so whenever you bring up like EDM and electronic music into metal, the first band that comes to my mind is Asking Alexandria with Stand Up and Scream. I have it tattooed on my arm somewhere in there. Yeah, right there.
Oh, right on. All right.
Gotta find it.
Yeah. So that, and then there is a band called Beyond All Recognition that added like the dubstep and a little bit heavier than what Asking Alexandria was. I was always more into them.
Yeah, they were basically beatdowns with dubstep behind it. That's it.
That's literally
the perfect personification of you.
Yeah. So I started out with like funk music, and then I went into like the new metal, and then I got into like hardcore, and then I got into like deathcore and stuff. So I'm a sucker for hardcore music. It's the best.
Good vibe.
So yeah, like with the Occupy the Sky stuff, when we finally like cemented on the band name and all that, and in such a small town and like the scene we had at the time, we fairly well knew that we were like setting ourselves up for hate, because like every other band in the area at the time were like 8-string djent, fucking brutal, bro.
And nothing wrong with that though either.
If they could have played more than their top string, maybe. Pacing, showing their asses to their fans, you know, music you can pace to. Wow.
This is golden right here.
I feel like we're gonna be one of the most hated bands after this because
oh, absolutely.
All the worms out of the woodwork crawling.
We were talking about getting canceled, right? Hey yo.
There it is.
It sounds like they're
kicking you out of your local scene.
we were always kept on the edge to begin with, but I honestly think that, I mean, it's high school ego stuff, but also I think a couple of those like previous members were instigating a lot of it that the rest of us didn't know about. So like we were getting hate stares and we didn't know why. And it was like, well, okay, be a dick, get a dick.
I love it. So it sounds like you guys got some interesting show memories. Maybe you guys played a show or something. Did anything happen? I mean, you don't have to.
There's a local venue. I say venue. It was in someone's basement, but it was like the place to play, right? Like whenever we were in high school, and everybody called it the dungeon. It was a cool place to play too. Like they actually had like a little stage set up and everything. It was pretty cool. We played there. This is before Jeremy was in the band. This is whenever we had our original vocalist.
She is Herb Derp.
And our original vocalist did nothing but go up there and just talk shit on the sound quality of the place and just trashed everything. And then we was told immediately after we got off from playing that we would never play there again and that we were no longer welcome there. So that's probably one of the funny stories that I got as far as playing shows. Other than that, I mean, they were pretty much just mediocre. So
as much as I hate to make the reference, rock and roll.
Yeah.
We're practically the Nickelback of the area. The band loved to be hated.
Well, hey, we haven't interviewed anyone else from Arkansas, so I think y'all are our favorite. So
awesome. That
really
awesome.
Counts, yeah.
Hey, yeah, first is always your favorite, man. It's always the best. You never forget your first. True.
Never. You...
Hey, man, exactly. I look at it this way. Haters make you famous, and you know, obviously you guys are still
Ryan knows.
Yeah, it does.
I gotta say, y'all's early band names are very cool, very MySpace for sure.
Y'all definitely that regard. For sure.
I actually really liked There's Always Revenge. As far as the names, like She Is Murder was definitely the fad era.
Oh yeah.
Occupy the Sky was another one of those, like the big Occupy movement things when everyone was making the little pictures with the crowns, the Keep Calms and the Occupy Wall Street and all that stuff. And I was like, well, we didn't really mean to, but here we are.
Here we are. Just by coincidence.
Yep. But, There's Always Revenge was probably the first name that just felt very original. Didn't feel like it was just trending to something. But yeah. It died quickly, too.
I feel it, man. It's like, I think that's kind of like the thing that a lot of band dudes go through is kind of like different iterations of a like single band going through lineup changes or just hopping from band to band. And that's like, it's one of those things that people have to endure, and it kind of does, like you guys said earlier, weed out the weak, because like those are like some of the most common things that bands go through that lead to breakups. And if those people that continue to carry on and move through it, like that's usually the people that end up making it, because they can withstand those minor annoyances without letting it get inside their head like, ah, I should quit.
Right. Yeah, the... In all fairness, I 100% agree with that. Like, I couldn't be happier to be working on music with the guys that I am now. Absolutely. And, like, I'm working on another band project that I'm hoping to be making a first release with soon as well. And I've got a guitarist with that I'm working on. And then recently reached out to an old buddy of mine. I believe he'd actually talked with me of... like y'all had reached out to his band as well. Buddy of mine, Steven Parent, he plays guitar for a band, Hiragana, over in Michigan, I believe it is.
What was it?
What is it?
What would you say the band name was?
Hiragana.
Yeah, I think we have, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really solid guitarist that I worked with years ago when he lived in the area, and just... not a better guy to be found on this planet. An absolute unit. I would work on music with him till the sun exploded. he was pretty much sticking it with me through some of the like shittiest years of my life. So like, if you can put up with all he did to keep trying to make music with me, you're a saint.
That's so a rider.
I plan to work on some stuff with me and him as well. So I'll probably have three different projects I'll be trying to throw in you guys' face from time to time.
Hell yeah.
We're down with it.
Hey, you need friends like that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like these boys, it's why I kept them too. So.
Sorry.
Trying to make it in the scene, do make good friends and be good to your friends, because you can't be that band that just pisses off everybody or that artist that just makes everybody mad and just keep burning bridges. It's like, it's cool to get me a troll, get attention online and stuff like sometimes, but you know, in terms of like your fellow musicians, you gotta learn how to treat people right. That way you can have these long lasting relationships, because people remember and people have there's a lot of loyal people out there that'll stick around if you're just kind and nice to them.
We can't all be throwing mic stands and making it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Though I do enjoy a good mic stand throw. That's looks cool on stage. Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely get street cred.
Oh yeah.
Might not go over with guys named Antonio, but
I mean, if you start throwing mic stands, man, the mic stand community is gonna come after you, dude. Like the mic stands are not,
named Mike Stan are gonna start like DMing you.
I was gonna say, you know, hey, mic stand like brand endorsements, that's quality control right there. You're seeing how many, if it can crush a skull with their quality of mic. Dude, you're doing them so much Damn. PR.
You got those like old school mic stands with like the heavy ass bottoms on them.
Yeah. The super fucking weighted
rock bottom. On them all.
Yeah.
Clavicle crushers, as I like to call them, you know?
There
like
you people. Go.
Oh, yeah.
What even is a clavicle? Okay.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like that a, in the lake? Sounds like a Cannibal Corpse song.
Clavicle crusher.
We'll start a band called Clavicle Crusher.
Oh, there that's you sick, man.
Your deathcore side project, Ty. There yeah, you go.
That's it, man. Yeah. This is the only band that I'm doing, so.
For now.
Yeah, so.
I mean, that you'll admit to, right?
Yeah. True. There could be some secret stuff in the works that nobody knows about.
I'm full transparency. Sorry. I suck at keeping secrets.
My man's
full disclosure.
Right. I don't want to be the one ending up on something like Is Anyone Up and all that stuff, but if it were to happen to anyone, it would be my like non-secret keeping ass. So
that's throwing it back right.
Right. Fingers crossed I behave myself.
I think they made a documentary on that. Is Anyone Up? Like, I think it's like on Netflix or right now.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but I've seen it browsing through there. Which, speaking of good stuff on Netflix, if no one's watched Dahmer on Netflix yet, if you
like serial killers,
it's a really good show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That one sounds like a whole other level of creepy where I'm like...
It's pretty intense, but it's really good. It's really good. Evan Peters does really good as Dahmer. I can't remember the actor's name, but Dahmer's dad is played by the same dad from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, Ace.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild.
He does do dads a lot pretty well.
Yeah.
Man found his niche talent and stuck with it.
Yeah.
He's a master of his craft.
It's a really good show. It's a really good show.
I don't know, man. Cannibalism, that's just like a whole other like level, honestly.
Yeah, I can't really punch you on the shoulder and say I'm proud of you, kiddo.
Well, look. I didn't write the show. I didn't do the things. You didn't do the thing.
It's a good show. I'm just saying. All right.
It's a really good show.
All right. We'll see.
I'm
sure that like someone will like be like, hey, we're gonna watch Dahmer, and I'll be like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's a show. At the very least, I hope it's a deterrent from future cannibalistic murder.
Right.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, yeah. I think we've gotten pretty good about like not having serial killers anymore, just because like it's hard to cover up your tracks the way you used to be able to because of social media and whatnot. And
the internet does exist.
There's these cameras days, everywhere. So. Phone records Birds. And whatnot. Yeah. So I'm not really too scared about getting serial killed these days, but.
You should be.
No one's sticking a spoon in me anytime soon.
I think someone might stick a spoon in me, but like.
Spicy.
That's just, yeah, you know, it's. Spice. That just comes with the territory, right?
Hey, man, what you do on the weekends on you?
Right. You and the Spoon Man need to get a room, Cash.
I mean...
Oh, that's it. Spoon Man.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, my brother stabbed me with the drumstick before, so, like...
Oh,
sick.
Right there,
yeah,
man.
So...
I think this is the most weaponized.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I've gotten someone stabbed me with something that's like not traditional, like knife or anything.
I don't know. I'd look at it and be like, never taking you to KFC again, my guy.
That's not finger licking good, man. That's finger stabbing.
Not at all.
I mean, like a drumstick, like we played, but not. I mean, that would be hilarious if it was like a. Drumstick, like a piece of chicken.
But. That would take it to a whole nother level. But I had to play on words. I'm a sucker for it.
No, yeah, so. Yeah.
Dad joke. Dad
joke. Yeah, abs. Dad. Dad jokes and the worst puns. That's
I just want to clarify so people didn't think I got stabbed with a piece of chicken, because that's like fucking ridiculous.
So, I mean, now that we're talking about food, is the great state of Arkansas known for any good food?
No, they're just crossing over to Texas to get all their goods.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, the only food that originated here is chocolate gravy, I think.
Which, I've heard of that before. That's I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, hillbilly biscuit sauce.
Yeah, and sweet tea, but... I mean, the sweet tea is kind of just like a full Southern thing. Like, it's
you
not
better
just
redact that when Louisiana will fight you.
Yeah, well, you know, they can catch hands. It's fine.
Georgia over there with their peaches getting spicy.
I think everyone can put sugar in tea and, you know, claim that.
But. Yeah.
I can throw like some dirt and some water and a grain of sugar and call it a drink, but.
I think chocolate. Gravy. I think that's it. There's not really like a staple, like an Arkansas barbecue.
What is chocolate gravy, might I ask? Because like I've heard of that before. I don't have any idea what it is. And I'm from Texas and like.
So I mean it's literally what it sounds like. It's a gravy that you put, like people eat it with their mashed potatoes and biscuits and stuff. But it's got chocolate in it. Yeah, it's like a really sweet gravy. It's not
so
like
chocolate syrup, but worse for you.
Being honest,
do you know what mole is?
Heard of it. I don't know what it is though.
It's like Mexican chocolate sauce, but they put on meat. Okay. And stuff. It's like a chocolate salsa, basically.
Okay, all right. So similar.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
Mole, mole. No thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, to be honest. But I mean, I can't imagine you'll have terrible food. Like, y'all probably doing pretty well soul food wise. Also, like, I mean, I've been to Fayetteville and like, I had a couple pretty good meals there. So
Every Southern mother in this state thinks they're a 5-star chef. Don't you let them lie to you.
Yeah. I mean, the food's good. Just we don't have any like staples, you know, like.
Yeah.
But we're the Yeehaw melting pot, so we get everybody else's Southern Bible Belt food and just say we do it better.
But I mean, is there anything Alabama's really claiming or anything like? I mean, is there actually? I don't know.
There's something they claim, but I don't call it food.
Roll Tide, Alabama.
Tennessee is they have. I mean, I guess they got Memphis barbecue, but
yeah, which like, is fire, by the way.
I mean, like Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, like Florida, they got like food, but like not all the Southern states got food, right? I don't think.
Back to the like, you know, everybody's got their thing, and I think Arkansas just really hasn't found themselves past rice. So
there's tons of rice fields here. So.
We make your Budweiser, so
yeah.
I mean,
we got so one Missouri. Thing.
I'd probably rather eat in Arkansas than like I don't know Kansas. So,
or like you're doing
probably
something
a lot right. of yeah. There's probably but, a lot. I think at least Arkansas is probably like in the upper half of like states I'd rather eat in. So,
yeah,
we'll take it. We will take it.
Yeah. We'll take it. Look. Arkansas will take every small victory we can get. Like that's it.
Woo! Right. Chocolate gravy.
Yeah.
Chocolate gravy.
Yeah, absolutely. Got that chocolate gravy foam finger energy going.
I think.
Look what you done started, Ty. You messing up now.
That's it, man. I'm just trying to spread the word about chocolate gravy. That's
spreading the good word.
Do you make chocolate gravy yourself?
No. I mean, honestly, it's not even that good. It's just the only thing we're known for. So
I'm allergic to chocolate, so
you don't eat chocolate gravy.
Kind of a big nope on me.
All right.
If you want to smell what the back end of a Mexican restaurant looks like after Taco Tuesday, feed me chocolate. Otherwise, we stay away from each other. It's best that way.
All right. I'm sorry you're allergic to chocolate, because like chocolate is fucking delicious. I don't know about chocolate gravy though. That's still a little suspect in my, but
chocolate gravy.
I'll try it once.
At least. Chocolate is good.
Yeah. Growing into that allergy was basically like that spear of Odin of like, there is no God. So
no, I feel that. I remember like I was in middle school and my like doctor was like, yeah, you're like lactose intolerant. That's and I'm like, I hate you. I'm gonna try to get my parents to take me to know another doctor. Like, no, that's stupid. Just stop eating cheese.
You lie.
Stop drinking milk with your cereal. And I'm like, and I mean, I don't know. I still eat cheese, but I don't drink milk anymore.
Hey, Cash,
I'm a sucker for cheese.
Yeah,
cheese is delicious.
He said lactose intolerant, not lactose impossible.
There you go. That's a winner energy right there.
Yep, yep.
You can shit right through the odds.
Yeah, you're hugging your knees at 4 a.m. because of what you ate the day before, man. You're not impossible. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Absolutely. You can hug your ankles all you want later, but just know you beat it. You won.
You did that.
Yeah, that's it.
Ain't nobody can tell you that lactose don't go where it needs to go.
And that's still a W, head between your knees or not.
Hey, at the very end, you could take like lactate or something, you know. They have those little things that can help you. Well, like,
no, I just kind of just, I mean, it was never like that serious to begin with. It was just like, I get a little, yeah, I was like, it was never that bad. So I was like, I just kind of just like deal with it.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like whatever. It's like I'll just have, yeah, a slice of cheese isn't gonna ruin my day.
Ask Ty. I will brave some chocolate and pay the price.
He
I
will
am not.
Well, he's not the only.
I mean,
one to
that's
the price,
honestly
though.
That's like, I think way more fucked up than like just being allergic to cheese. I think, because like, I don't know, chocolate's the fuck delicious. That'd be depressing.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was pretty depressing after like downing the whole gallon tub of Hershey's Kisses and vomiting blood. The doctor goes, "Don't do that again."
Oh my God.
That's what started it.
Yeah.
Full on like Exorcist, but blood instead of pea soup. So.
Of the two things to be allergic to, I think chocolate and cheese are up there as like things that you don't want to lose in life. I mean,
Those
are two that get older that your body just slowly just can't gestate anymore as much as it used to. Because I mean, without even being allergic to chocolate, like as you get older, sugar is just not your friend anymore. Your body can't metabolize. Right.
Sir, you're talking to a geezer. I know.
Yeah. Sorry, I feel it.
Not me. I'm built different.
You got them strong bones. I don't know how with that lack of milk, but you got them.
You take a calcium tablet, you'll make it, Cash.
I don't know. I mean, I think my bones are pretty solid, honestly.
Mine aren't.
I would want gas bones. You know, I'm not looking for a vapor bone or a liquid bone.
Yeah, they're not wiggly at all. Is what I'm trying to say.
I think if you had jiggle bones, we would be in trouble.
Yeah.
Old jiggle bones here.
No, man.
Old jiggle bones.
I think I'd like the idea of being super flexible. Might help me out in a lot of ways.
If my muscles and my bones like steel cable wire, I'd be all right.
If your screen name does not become Old Wiggle Bones, I'm going to be so upset.
Old Wiggle Bones, huh?
That's it. Yeah.
Old Jiggle Bones.
Yeah.
Old Jiggle Bones.
What up, Jiggle Bone?
Right. God, here comes the slur of new nicknames. So, like...
Oh, my God. That's... Huh.
The band name iterations were not the only names that we always went through. Like, our band did
Nicknames? Y'all had nicknames? All right.
When you start looking at all your idols, like the Devil Wears Prada and Asking Alexandria and all that, like Danny, Dan, Ben, David, every default name on the planet. And those are your heroes. So it's like, we got to have boring names, guys. Insert default dude here. So my name Jeremiah turned to Jimmy. Josh became John. God, what did Justin become? Brett was Peter, because we always called him Beater. Okay. So his was like a nickname upon a nickname. And then there's Greg when our other bass player was in. And then my, like, for some reason, mine just continually devolved from Jimmy to Jimby to Jimbe to Jimbone to Jimmy on the Journey to Jimbuck 2 and all kinds of shit. I was like, what?
Jimothy is my
Jebediah. Favorite. And I became Amish somehow.
Jimbediah, all right.
It, man, I've never churned butter, but I might fuck it up. He got slapped at some butter churning.
They don't churn your, you don't churn your own butter in Arkansas?
No.
You're not like the rest of us?
No. We buy it just like the other. Don't let us lie to
butter
you.
Butter the bread with butter.
Oh, there we go.
Crazy good band.
I was waiting for someone to break that one.
It's crazy how long that band has been around, and considering that like they're just like breaking through. I don't know if it's because they're an overseas like European band, but I'm just super glad that their music's get a little more attention.
Oh, like, for sure. And whenever they became a full band and not, I mean, don't get me wrong, the stuff they was releasing whenever it was just two of them, killer. But whenever they became a full band, oh man,
bruh.
Yeah, it intensified. They have a song, it's called like Pyro something in the Pyronaut or Astronaut or something. That song slaps. I can't remember the name of it though.
Oh yeah. Like their last album that came out, like Jump and Run, like was probably on repeat for like a few weeks. Like on
Oh yeah.
The only thing I listened to. It was just all I could absorb.
Some of the most wild dudes on the planet, but we're happy they are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely glad like they were able to do that like collab with Electric Callboy. As
Yeah, so
I almost called him Eskimo Callboy.
When we brought up the Is Anyone Up, yep.
And I was like, hang on, they changed the name, I think. So
yeah, we
good for them.
Got a refrain.
It's name. Like Electric right. Callboy. And like Cal Stowboy is like coming out at the same time, and I was like, that's kind of
to similar. Me, Electric Callboy just sounds like a very gay Texas nightclub.
Oh yeah. That's, I mean, there's probably one around here somewhere.
It's definitely you know? Their name.
There's like, a dude's
did you know that? On camera? Yeah.
From like a different
no one wants to see your back in like half an ass.
Their name definitely went from like a insensitive name to a euphemism. An
electric
for,
one.
Yeah, they went from a euphemism about like, you know, a lady's little hand toy. But hey, that's not
Electric Callboy Service, Paradise right. Haven Stairway, Hungary. Huh.
That. Jesus, that sounds like every clickbait wish item you never want.
No reviews of vehicle exporter, huh? In Budapest.
They'll all get right. You.
Sounds like it's something you would plug in and it'd burn your house down.
Yeah.
You bought it off Wish and you regret every second of it.
It's like an early Alexa like kind of thing where it's like
yeah.
Or like one of those robot things, like those 80s like robot butlers they have in movies or whatever.
So I know that you guys are interviewing us, but how long have you guys been doing the podcast thing?
Hey, 2.5 years.
Yeah, oh, that's sick.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We just did our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's say, cool. I did do a little bit of creeping, and I watched some of the earlier stuff, like once I really started to come across like interviews. And so like I've tried to keep up with it, but I have not finished the entire collection of you guys yet. Do intend to.
So I went and followed on Spotify, and I've started listening at episode 1.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But
oh, okay. We got us when we were just starting out.
Yeah.
And we're short two people now, so.
Okay, uh-oh. I got you. Okay, yeah, I'm a big podcast junkie, so.
You just going through them all?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I'm gonna listen to the whole catalog for sure.
Same. Oh, well. You guys are gonna serenade me to sleep.
Yep. That's
hey, it. I mean, I appreciate if someone, like I've said before, if you fall asleep to podcasts, throw ours on because, like, honestly, it still counts as listening if you fall asleep during it.
Right. We're still getting ours. So exactly, you do what you want. Like, just exactly, don't get it in my hair.
I mean, there's a lot of those early episodes are a lot of banter. And I mean, if you're a fan of Dance Gavin Dance and want to hear a bunch of dudes that aren't like the most musically inclined people in the whole wide world talk about like a noodly proggy band, go for it. I mean, if you want to skip ahead,
hey, go what about David?
David is amazing. I love David. I miss David.
Yeah, I did notice there was like some heavy Dance Gavin Dance at the beginning. Yeah, like, man.
Yep. Love.
Yeah, we were all Dance Gavin Dance at the beginning.
This podcast was born out of a Dance Gavin Dance like Facebook group. So
exactly. Oh, wow. I mean, the whole thing was like there was no one doing Dance Gavin Dance is like a giant fan base, and like no one's like doing anything. No one's making content about it. So
he saw a need, filled a need. You heard your calling.
Exactly. I saw
fan,
I found
true fanboys.
Exactly.
Goal.
Hey.
We got him.
If I could do a tenth of the things that man's fingers could, goodness.
Like it started off like reviewing albums. Stuff and then eventually like we wanted to get guests on like just to kind of like mix it up, but then like we started getting guests and then people started hitting us up like, hey, can I be on the show, and then it was just like having guests on kind of just like half the show is done for us by the guests themselves, so I mean it kind of creates
it's a lot easier doing that. I mean sometimes they're a little hard, you gotta prime a little bit, but
hey man, I mean go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I was considering, like, bringing back some, like, Dance Gavin Dance review, like, album review episodes, like, earlier in the summer. And then, Tillian stuff comes out. And I think probably just going to shelf that permanently now because.
Yeah. Because probably a good idea.
Uh huh.
Going to be a tough talking point for a little while for sure.
Well, I mean, I think the thing about that is I don't feel like it's been nearly enough of a tough talking point for some people. I think that maybe we should, people are going a little too hard for them. And that's just like my opinion. I think like we didn't give them enough. Some people, the super fans weren't giving them and kind of stuck around a little too much. They jumped back on the bandwagon like too quickly after all that stuff came back.
Scumbag moves are scumbag moves. I don't care how pretty you sound, big guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean,
like,
I think that it's a good thing that we have a community that could take everybody to task and kind of just like make sure everything's like out in the open for people to absorb. And like, we unfortunately had to take on a role in that and just being like a deliverer of bad news. And, you know, not everybody's happy about that. And it's just one of them things that we're glad that it's in the rear view mirror and it's not something we're facing every day anymore.
Well, I mean, I hope it's in the rear view mirror, but honestly, I don't really know. It sounds like he could be the singer again. We don't know right now.
We just don't. And that's just unfortunate. And it's one of them things that, that's their business, and we're just here with, you know, doing our own thing, and we got great band. Like
exactly,
y'all.
Yeah, we don't need to talk more about it. I'd rather talk to y'all about y'all's music.
Right. I mean, as I say, we could always bring up for comparison the whole Tim Lambesis synergy. You know, like every article takes the opportunity to, if they even remotely talk about it. Hey, you remember that time you went to jail? Yes, but.
Like he hired a cop to
like to be so bad at it is you to immediately go for an undercover cop. Like, dude. But I mean, same energy of like, it's not gonna be the same.
Yeah.
Azalea Dying has struggled ever since. And
absolutely.
a lot of core bands at that level, like I think at every level of the music scene since pandemic, everyone's gone through that little bit of pinch and struggle that is, you know, it's just not the same as it was like 10, 15 years ago when our music scene could thrive like alongside like, you know, rappers and EDM artists and stuff. I definitely feel like we're pushing fourth or fifth at this point in terms of
like this whole new trend of like all vocalists being dirtbags. It's like, can we just not? Yeah. Jesus.
Let's
not make this a fad, please.
I don't think it's a new trend though. I think it's just people finally
getting brought to light. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like people are taking it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always good that people are doing that. But yeah. I had one question because I was looking at your all's font and I was wondering, is that the show Lost font?
You'd have to talk to Brett on that one. He is super attached to his very like default fonts.
Yeah.
And I have a solid inkling that there may be a secret Lost fanboy in him.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely looks like Lost font for sure.
It does, I haven't been like willing to broach the subject, so I'm glad you broke the ice for me. Now it's time to hold this in front of him and hound him. Your shenanigans are at an end, B.
Hey, all I'll say is I'm a huge fan of that show, and any like chance I'm reminded of that show, I take it with a pleasure.
Since Ty's listening to our old stuff, there's like an episode where we talk about Lost for like half an hour.
Hell yeah. Okay, cool. So I have not seen Lost. I know
you're fired.
I know.
Y'all just throw a little Lost. Or here, can y'all see my phone?
Well,
sorry.
Yeah, just throw a little those at the top right there, and then y'all have a new logo. Yeah.
B, if you're listening, we're a two piece again. Sorry, fam.
I hear that it's a great show. I don't know. I haven't sat down and watched it. I have not seen Breaking Bad all the way through either. And I know
haven't either, actually. I haven't seen Breaking Bad all the way through either. I might work on that soon, though.
I have not seen all of Breaking Bad, but I've seen a lot of Breaking Bad.
My goodness.
And like at this point, you get a lot of it like cultural osmosis for it. Like, so I know a bunch of shit that happened that I haven't even seen yet because people just post memes about it all the time.
I haven't said this since like 2006, but God, I want to kill myself. With my three belts and my deeply emotional problems for all of 14, just gonna off it. Y'all haven't seen Lost or finished Breaking Bad. I'm out.
No, me and Ryan have seen Lost. But
yeah, Lost all the way through.
We love Lost.
Okay.
I gotta go.
I'm working on Better Call Saul right now.
Okay.
Yeah. This is like I think the third time I've tried watch. I mean, like I like it, but I just didn't finish it because like this they didn't have all the seasons out on Netflix till I think they're all out now, but I'm not sure. But
I think Better Call Saul.
I just started season three. I finished the last episode of season two right before this.
Oh, nice.
That's a little bit simple. Why I was slow to respond because I was like, I'm kind of into this.
I'll put it simple. If I'm going to sit through that Mitch Looker Memorial show, you're going to sit through Lost with me.
All right. Fair.
Oh, it's definitely worth it for sure.
I mean,
strap in, big guy. We ain't leaving these ball shorts for like a week.
We got to go back.
Yeah.
So, same couch, same shorts.
It's not that I don't think it won't be a good show. I do think it'll be good. I haven't took the plunge yet, you know?
I will say, I think it was the kind of show that, like, worked better, like, it being released, like, weekly. I don't think it binges quite as well as, like, the way it originally came out. Because you kind of, like, you spent a lot of time, like, thinking about what happened and, like, what's going to happen next. From episode to episode, now it's like, but when you binge it, you just kind of don't really get that same
anticipation that like
the same suspense.
Problem though, because everybody watched it week to week like that, they all created these higher than these enormous like expectations for what the show was going to be. And that's why you had people so mad at the end of it, because their mind had created a different ending, and then they got the ending they got.
I think the thing about the ending was if they made it way more ambiguous than, I mean, we don't want to spoil it, but it's like it's kind of
Gotcha.
It's not literal enough for like just your average person to like, I think, really be into it. I think
that's the beauty of Lost.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their fanfic, but you've got to appreciate the creator
for two or three seasons right before also. So.
Hell, okay.
That is bright. My God. Goodness.
Yeah. You want to see my lens flare real quick?
You've been getting me a time or two, don't worry.
No, it's like this is what happens when we interview at this time of the day. It's just like sun going through the window, and then eventually it's going to start hitting them. There's a mirror behind my laptop, and it's going to start hitting the mirror and it's reflecting on my face.
You're going to be the skin of a killer, Bella.
Twilight joke, bro.
Hey man, I wish my balls were a disco ball. My lady would be thrilled.
Hell yeah. But, Cash, do you want to move on to recent listens?
I mean, do you all have anything else you want to talk about? Or actually, something I want to ask, but we kind of need to make it a little quick just because I got to get off soon. I was wondering, like, so y'all are going to release the EP. I was wondering, what do y'all have planned after the EP? Or if y'all thought ahead that far?
So I've definitely got like plenty of ideas banked up that I'm sure we could just pile out a whole other EP, probably go for an album, but it would kind of come down to what the other boys had in mind.
I'm hoping full length album after the EP. That's what I'm shooting for.
A big thing me and Brett have definitely discussed about it after the EP for sure is wanting to get into collabing with a lot of the other local music. There's some pretty cool bands that are starting to pop up and just do some collab tracks. I think that'd be really sick. Gonna try and keep softening Brett up about returning to the stage before too long, but.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if y'all come to Texas, let me know.
All right, bet. We'll do.
Might be a minute, but we'll hit you up for sure.
All right. Actually, you know what? I'd be down to go to Arkansas too.
Hey.
I had a good time last time I was there.
We're poor, so coming to us sounds way better.
I'll see if I can swing it.
Right.
I'm not down for Arkansas. I'm down for Arkansas, though. I want to visit Arkansas.
There you go. I'm not liking this half. I like that other side.
Hell yeah.
It's all Bible Belt, my guy. It's all just as bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Once you get out of those cities, it's kind of just the same.
Yeah. Everyone's Children of the Corn, but on
meth. Just lost Ty.
Uh-oh. His phone probably died. Knowing him,
it happens.
If you get a hold, let them know that it's no biggie. If you would like to, though, as we like to wrap up on our episodes, we talk about recent listens, which our guests can like tell us what they've been listening to.
Okay.
All right, we got him back. One sec.
Hey.
He's back.
He's back.
But for how long?
I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
That's all good.
It's that cabin in the woods internet.
Yeah. That's it.
But as I was telling our boy Jim Bob over here, Jim Bay.
Jim Bone.
Jim Bay.
Jimmy Bob over here.
Boy.
There you go.
Recent listens, which our guests like talk about bands that they've been listening to recently. Or if you just want to shout out the homies that you haven't shouted out yet, feel free.
We went right for the throat on that one. The boys needed it.
Yeah. Weekly listens for me, Tactosa. They're killing it right now. Tactosa is. Of Sulfur,
I was gonna say, you toss that on me every time I see you, it's Of Sulfur.
So. Yeah. Big Of Sulfur fan. And Left to Suffer, they're killing it too. Oh, and Distant, they're killing it also. And Signs of the Swarm just released a new single also. Signs of the Swarm's killing it as well.
All right.
Yo. I don't know. I've been going back to the latest releases from Veil of Maya here lately. His cleans are absolutely sick. And they're kind of diss track to the gatekeeping community with that Synthwave Vegan was just chef's kiss. Top tier. That's how you tell your old fans to grow up. let's see. I've been checking out Filth a little bit because I recently found the vocalist for that. I actually played a show with him quite a few years back when he was in a band called Invoker. Nice. I had no clue. And I happened to come across an Instagram picture from a Filth show. And I was like, what? Excuse me?
Filth is sick.
I started creeping Filth, and I was like, oh my God, I have hugged that man. I fed that guy sandwiches in the back of my truck.
Hell yeah.
So Invoker's story was like they were doing a mini tour from Cali. Here. What's up?
You hugged him and then fed him sandwiches in the back of your truck.
Absolutely. Listen to him talk about Satanism all day.
All right.
They were doing like a mini tour from Cali, and essentially we're like strapped on cash to get home, and I'm like the band dad energy anytime I'm in a band. So like me and my lady at the time, we packed sandwiches, we made tuna fish, PB&Js, we did all the poor boy, we got food in the house energy. And it was originally just to make sure that we didn't have to spend any money on the trip, you know, like I can buy a loaf of bread when I get home. It's fine. So the bandmates back then were kind of prissy and were like, I don't know about that. They did a little bit, but they were like, nah, man, that takeout. And Invoker looked at me like I had just brought them their saving grace. They're like, you're going to feed us? So, I had a total like black metal picnic in the back of a Ford Explorer with a cooler and tuna sandwiches with a band that talked about Satanism like it was, you know, Jehovah's Witness.
This is awesome. This sounds like you've like picked up your kids from soccer practice.
Right? But extremely black metal. If your kids like slayed goats on the weekend.
I'm all about. Most people don't realize that like going on tour and stuff like that is basically like being like a glorified circus performer, or, you know, going from town to town, and you're just like homeless. You got like maybe 10 bucks in your pocket, and you should probably put that in a gas tank and not your tummy, because if you can find some food, get some.
I mean, you're basically gypsies, but you wear all black.
I feel it.
I feel like that's like song lyrics.
Hey man, if it's not very I can poetic. Make it that way.
Hell yeah. But I think that's we're wrapping up on here. If you guys want to like shout out your like social media so people can find you, or where they can find you like on streaming, if you guys got a Bandcamp other than Facebook.
We're real bland at the moment. Everything is pretty much at Those Lost Band. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
TikTok.
Over there on the TikTok with you youngins. But we're wanting to get at least another track, maybe all three of the singles before we like hit up DistroKid to go everywhere.
Yeah.
We want to have that value when we hit the market.
Yeah. Instead of just putting one single on Spotify and being like, here you go.
Yeah. That's all you get.
You want to
just enough to whet that whistle.
You want to give them a great value.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We are great value metalcore.
That's it. Oh, that is our tagline from now on. We are great value
metalcore. That would be like a great, that's a great shirt for sure.
Walmart endorsement, guys.
Yep, that's it.
Like, get that font and like the logo or whatever on your shirt. Yes. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's it.
I'm here for it. I'm down with it. I better see that shirt by Christmas.
That's going right. Oh, that's yeah. going in Tidal Bank, right next to According to Cardi B and Mammoth Bones.
That's it.
Awesome. So, According to Cardi B is a brilliant idea mid like tracking. I don't even remember what brought it up, but so we're basically going to try and just annoy the shit out of Cardi B on social media until she responds to us aggressively or otherwise. And it's like, whatever you say to us, we're putting it in a track. So, we're on a mission, boys. Be ready for it.
That's a Mary Ryan strategy right there.
Here you go.
That's it, man.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I guerrilla warfare against Cardi B.
Guerrilla marketing, man. It's the only way to the future.
Hopefully just she doesn't get canceled before we get there, but
she just lost out on a Call of Duty endorsement. So maybe you guys should just like hassle her about that.
Come to her in her time of need.
That's it.
We hear you down on your luck. We got a $5 bill and a lot of bad ideas, sweetie. You ready to roll?
You guys, you know, just be the, you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And I just love saying bees. Hell yeah, guys. But thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. I know Cash does. Do you have anything to say before we're done?
Absolutely. Thank you for having
anything
us.
You'd like to address?
Wonderful. What?
Anything you'd like to address?
not from me, but thank you for letting us on. This is awesome. I've enjoyed it. This has been amazing.
I would love to get a little more notoriety and come back, see you guys with some fun more stories.
That's it.
Suck
that's
a little
it.
Less.
We'll put y'all on the rotation. Y'all are on retainer now.
Yeah. All right, bet. Yeah.
We will not get you out of any legal battles, but we will stick around for the entertainment.
Hell yeah. You guys were great on this episode today. That's a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for your time. And those who are listening, please listen to our boys here, man. They're good guys.
We're poor. Yeah. We got to pay DistroKid before you can have more.
Absolutely. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all so much. This was a great episode. We'll definitely have to have y'all back on sometime because I enjoy talking with y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you all so right, much. Thanks,
you yeah, make some thank you. Make some chocolate gravy and like put it on camera real quick or like I or get some from wherever you get chocolate gravy just to show everyone like,
okay I will straight snuff film YouTube for people. You
yeah.
Next time we're on I will for sure have chocolate gravy on deck waiting
chocolate gravy right. Snuff film can't wait.
All right
I'm here for right.
Holding y'all to that.
I'm all holding right. You to dying on stream please.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much. Y'all have a nice night.
All peace. Right. Thank you. You too. Peace.
Thank you guys.
Peace. Later.
And it, Kat.